Okay, I have completed pattern A. And you can see the edge, the folding edge that will be used like this when the hat's done. But now I'm going to start on the big pattern, pattern B. And as you remember from one previous video, you have to twist the yarn if there is more than 3 stitches between the color. And if you check the first round here, you have 3 there, so you don't have to twist it. But here, there's one place where you have to make sure that you bring along the black yarn. And now I'm gonna knit the first round here while you watch, so that you can see exactly what I do. And I prefer still to have both colors in my left hand, and that means I have both balls of yarn on my left. But if you want to have one, for instance, the black yarn on your right hand side, you go ahead and do that. I mean, even though you want to learn the Norwegian technique, also you don't want to get frustrated. So you try to figure out what's right for you. Okay, so the pattern now tells me that I have to have 1 black, 3 white, 1 black, 3 white, 1 black, and then 4 white. So I'm going to start with the ones where I don't have to twist anything. So I do 1 black and the 3 white. And the 1 black, 3 white. And this yarn will just flow naturally on the back side. It will not create long floating yarn. Okay, so that was, now I've done this one, that one, and that one. This is the last stitch here. And now I have to have 4 white before this pattern starts. So then I knit 2. And then I go just under like this. Because when I knit the black one again, I just pull the yarn in front. And I'll show you what happens in the back here. The black yarn has folded itself or is twisted with the white. So we avoid any long strands of yarn. And this one is just the 3 stitches. That's fine. It's never gonna create any loops. So then I can continue. Now I have knitted this black one. So I continue. 2 white, 2 black. So here I don't have to twist the yarn anywhere. But I'll continue and finish this pattern so that you see what happens next. Okay, so this stitch is that one in the pattern. So now I have to knit 2 white, 2 black, and then white, black, white again, 2 black, 2 white, and 1 black. And now the last stitch I knitted was this one, and then actually kind of the rhythm starts again. So it's going to be 3 white, 1 black, 3 white, 1 black, 3 white, 1 black. So there's a rhythm to every knitting pattern. I'm a musician, so maybe I should compose music based on knitting patterns. But anyway, now I'm going to knit the 3 white that completes this pattern. 1, 2, 3. And then I have to start here again, start all over again, because I have to continue around the hat to get pattern on all sides. If I just stop now and continued in one color, we would only have one pattern on the hat, and that's not correct. So now I've knitted one pattern, and then I have to start from the beginning again. And as it says here, I have to knit this pattern 4 times.